Hi, everybody, and welcome to A Plus English. My name is Joe.
And I'm Winnie. Joe, I'm bored.
You're bored? I thought you were Winnie. No, I'm just joking.
I am Winnie, but also I'm bored.
Also, you're bored. Okay, well, that's not good. It's not fun being bored. Of course, you need something
nothing.
To do. There's nothing to do? Like, you can't think of anything? You're just totally stuck for ideas?
It's cold and rainy.
Yeah, you know, it's everybody feels bored at this time of year because, like you say, it's cold. The weather's bad a lot of days. People feel like there's nothing to do. But you know what? There's always something to do because there's always museums to go to. You can go and you can learn new stuff.
Again? We've been to all the museums around the city.
No, we have not. No,
That's
we
impossible.
Have not. There's another one we can go check out. It's called the Suho Paper Memorial Museum.
A paper museum. Really? Never heard
I
of it.
I swear it's true. We're going to learn about it today. Trust me, you're not going to be bored anymore. So let's check it out.
I hope so.
You're not going to be bored. I guarantee it. Let's get into our article right now.
Okay.
The Suho Paper Memorial Museum. This museum is great. It was a good idea to come here.
When did this museum open?
It opened in October 1995. Chen Suho always wanted to open a paper museum. Sadly, he died before he could, so his daughter opened one in his memory.
That's a nice story.
Wow! There are many different types of paper here.
Different plants can make different kinds of paper. This one is pineapple paper. It comes from pineapple leaves.
I see. This banana paper comes from banana plants.
What else can we do here?
You can make your own paper.
I want to do that.
Me too!
Museum. Museum. This museum has many old things from Egypt. This museum has many old things from Egypt. Paper. Paper. Please write your names at the top of the piece of paper. Please write your names at the top of the piece of paper. Different. Different. Megan likes to listen to all different kinds of music. Megan likes to listen to all different kinds of music. Pineapple. Pineapple. Let's cut up some pineapple and put it in the fruit salad. Let's cut up some pineapple and put it in the fruit salad.
This is a conversation, of course. So we start off with Irene, and then she says, "This museum is great. It was a good idea to come here." I guess we should probably start off by talking about what a museum is. That's our first word, power word for today. Museum. It's spelled M-U-S-E-U-M. Museum. A museum is basically just a building where we keep important stuff. Now, it could be important to a culture. It could be important things from the past or from history. It could be things that are important in science as well. And it's a place where people can come and look at and learn about these things. Our example sentence says, "This museum has many old things from Egypt." This museum has many old things from Egypt.
当然啦，今天要介绍 museum， 一定要先来认识这个字，这是博物馆的意思。如果啊自己安排出国行程，这个字一定要赶快选起来。When you travel to a different country, you will visit their famous museums, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, the last time I went to Turkey, I went to like 4 or 5 different museums to learn about, like we said, culture.And
history
a lot. That's mostly what I like to focus on when I travel.
比如说这个例句就是说来到可能是来到欧洲就会有很多这类的博物馆，就是会有很多古埃及的古物。所以呢，这个 Irene 就说，这里这间博物馆很不错，真是一个好主意来参观博物馆。What else do we know about the Suho Paper Memorial Museum?
Okay, so Irene wanted to know what it was all about, and we have Alan.And he also has another question. He says, when did this museum open? When did it open? When did it start letting people in? Not like, what time does it open? Like, it opens at 9 a.m. or something. He says, when did this museum open? When did it start operating, letting people in to learn all about the stuff that it has inside?
有些古老这个博物馆会有很悠久的历史，所以 Alan 就问说，这家博物馆什么时候开放开馆的？ When did it open?
We have the guide. Next, the guide is somebody who shows you around the museum and explains about all the different things that are in there. Basically, the guide is like the teacher. Teaching you about history and the different exhibits that they have in the museum. The guide says it opened in October 1995, so it's been open for over 20 years. Chen Suho always wanted to open a paper museum, so this person always wanted to do this, so for a very long time, wanted to open up a paper museum, and it's a paper museum, so we should learn about the word paper as well. We're going to take a look at this in our Word Power segment. Paper is spelled P-A-P-E-R, paper. Paper, of course, is a material. It's thin sheets that we use to write on or even to wrap things like Christmas presents, for example. It's actually made from trees, if you didn't know that before. For example, please write your names at the top of the piece of paper. Please write your names at the top of the piece of paper.
Paper 这个每天都会看到的东西，在我们生活中非常重要，就是纸。不过要特别注意 ，paper 是不可数名词，不可以说 a paper， 要加上量词，比如说 a piece of paper。像这个例句就是说 ，at the top of the piece of paper， 就在这张纸的最上方，意思就是请在这张纸的最上方写上你的名字。另外这里我们看到一个新的人 ,a guide, 这里不是一个人的名字哦，刚刚Joe老师有提到 ,a guide 是这个博物馆的导览员，有点像是老师会到处告诉你这里有什么啊，介绍你的一些古物。比如说如果你有参加过旅行团 ,a guide 也可以是你的导游 ,a tour guide。所以啊这里就是导览员啊会回答 Alan 的问题，说这个博物馆在1995年开放。原来这个陈述我一直很想要成立一件这个纸张博物馆。A paper museum, that's special.
Yeah, I've never heard of a paper museum. You know, before this, the most interesting sort of special museum that I've heard of is in Taipei. It's the Museum of Drinking Water. That's a real thing. I did not think that was possible, but there is one in Taipei. But this is cool too, paper museum. So that's two museums that I did not think could exist before, but they do.And they both just happen to be in Taiwan as well. Let's get back to our guide now. The guide says, sadly, he died before he could. This means before he could have a paper museum. Remember, it said he always wanted to have one, but he died, he passed away before he could see his dream come true. So his daughter opened one in his memory. If you do something in somebody's memory, it means that person has died.But you do something that maybe they always wanted to see, always wanted to do or to make happen, and then you put their name on it in some way, or you say, this is for that person, like it's for my mother or for my father who passed away, something like that. You do that to honor them or to show respect to them, something like that.
不过很可惜，就是在他过世以前一直都没有办法完成这个心愿，所以他的女儿呢就为了纪念他，帮他成立了这家树火纸张博物馆，就是为了纪念他 memory of 的树火。
Yes, a memory of the guy who always wanted to have a paper museum. Next, Alan says that's a nice story. Yeah, it is a nice story. Sadly, of course, he passed away, but he was...still able to have his dream come true, thanks to his daughter. Now, Irene says, wow, there are many different types of paper here. Of course, it is a paper museum, so I'm sure they don't just have one kind of paper, and then that's it. I'm sure not very many people would go if there was just one piece of paper, and they say, this is paper. That's
here
it.
You go.
Thanks for coming. No, they have to have different types of paper. Different is our next word, power word for today. It's spelled D-I-F-F-E-R-E-N-T. We use the word different to talk about two or more things and separate them. They might be similar in some ways, but we want to talk about the differences, of course, when we use the word different. For example, Megan likes to listen to all different kinds of music.Megan likes to listen to all different kinds of music.
你可能想说，这个纸张博物馆里面究竟要展些什么？文章接着就说，这里面呢有不同种类的纸张。Different 是个形容词，表示不同的、不一样的。我们每个人都是不同的个体，所以有不同的喜好嘛。比如像 Megan， 她喜欢听不同种类的音乐 ，all different kinds of music.
Let's go back to the guide again there and learn more about what's inside the paper museum. The guide says different plants can make different kinds of paper. So before I said paper comes from trees, but it also comes from other plants as well. You can make it from different plants to make different kinds of paper. So not all kinds of paper actually come from just the same types of trees or the same types of plants.
导览员接着就说，不同的植物会产生出不一样、不同种类的纸张。I've never thought about it.
That's why you need to go to the paper museum.
Okay.
So you can learn where all these things that you use every day, right? Everybody uses paper, most people, in most of their daily lives. So it's good to learn where this stuff comes from.
从来没有想过，有这么多不同触感的纸张，原来是因为来自不同的植物。Didn't know like it was because of different kinds of plants.
Well, that's what you learn at the paper museum. The guide says, this one is pineapple paper. And oh no, I just got that pen pineapple apple pen thing in my head again.
Stop, don't even
start it. Thank you, paper museum. Pineapple paper. And of course it comes from...Okay, not the fruit. Pineapple leaves. Okay.
Oh.
Not from the fruit, but actually from the leaves of these pineapple trees, of course, where they grow, where you get the pineapples from.
Pineapple 跟 apple 好像没有什么关系, but it's pineapple?
Pineapple.
除了之前流行这个 PPAP song 之外, 他们两个没什么关系。I have an apple...
Here we go again.
Let's don't go there.
No, don't go there.
Pineapple 是一种水果。这个呢，这个稍早有讲，比如说像凤梨，之前我们有这个凤梨苹果之歌。然后呢 ，pineapple 这里的 pineapple 纸呢，其实就是来自于 pineapple 的叶子 ，pineapple leaves。
Before we get too far ahead, though, let's take a look at our next word, power word for today. It's pineapple, and we spell it P-I-N-E-A-P-P-L-E, pineapple. A pineapple is a large fruit that grows on a tropical tree, so it grows in very hot places, and this fruit has thick skin and very sweet, juicy yellow flesh. That's the part of the fruit that you eat, of course. The example says, let's cut up some pineapple and put it in the fruit salad. Let's cut up some pineapple and put it in the fruit salad. All right, so we've learned where pineapple
paper
comes from. Don't sing the PPAP song again, please.
No, I won't.
Okay, so let's move on. Let's move on before it gets stuck in our heads again. Let's move on to banana paper. Irene says, I see this banana paper comes from banana plants. So we've got all these different kinds of paper coming from different kinds of fruit plants, fruit trees or fruit plants.
有既然凤梨纸，当然也会有其他的水果啦。所以 Irene 就说，哎，发现这里也有香蕉纸，就是来自香蕉啦。I hope it smells like banana.
That would be really good. That would be almost too good. Maybe people would start eating the paper instead of writing on it.But let's learn about some other things that you can do at the museum besides just learning about where these different kinds of paper come from. Alan has this question. What else can we do here at the museum? So what else can you do there and to
besides
learn more?
Knowing all the
besides
paper.
Learning about pineapple paper and banana paper and
what else?
Other paper.Apple paper? I don't know. Other kinds of paper.
在这间博物馆认识了这个不同的纸张，还可以做什么呢？这边我们用 can 拿来做疑问句。Can 是个助动词，所以跟 do does 一样会有否定句、否定词跟疑问句。Let's go to today's magic box and find out more.
Magic box 找亮点。
各位同学大家好，不是学士，不是硕士，是我奇怪博士。 Can you believe that? 你可以相信吗？ Can you believe that? 曾经身为全球顶尖外科医师的我，竟然在一场车祸中受了重伤，可能再也无法动手术。 King Kong 贝啊，为什么这样对我？ Can you believe that?Can 这个字呢，当作名词呢，表示罐头的意思了，铁铝罐，例如呢 ，a can of Coke， 或是呢 ，a can of tomato， 一罐可乐或是一罐番茄。但是呢，当作助动词的时候，则有非常不同的意思了，它可以表示呢，有没有能力，可不可以的意思。例如呢，我们开头说到的句子 ，Can you believe that？ 你可以相信吗？发生这样的悲剧，大家呢一定都很难过。What can I do for you? What can I do for you? 大家呢都在问我有没有什么可以我可以为你做的。问句的用法呢，除了刚刚呢我们直接把 can 放在句首问你呢会不会、可不可以、我不可以帮你，或者是呢你能不能相信，这样子我们把它放在句首来当问句了。那呢我们可以一样使用 what 来开头询问呢你会做什么事情，或是呢我可不可以做什么事情。 OK。看完例句呢，肯定呢我们就可以在助动词 can 后面呢加上原形动词。举一个例子，我过去呢是一位医生， I used to be a doctor. I can perform difficult surgery. 我可以，我会执行很困难的手术。 I can perform difficult surgery. Perform 这个词呢就是表演或是执行的动词了，我们放在 can 助动词后面呢，表示我有能力，我会，我可以。那如果否定的话呢，我们要怎么用？我们呢在后面加上 not n o t 咯。那这个时候呢，我们可以说 cannot， 或者是呢我们可以缩写，直接呢在 can 后面加上一撇，再加上 t can't。 can 这个字呢，就是把直接两个字连在一起咯。那呢还有什么说法呢？ cannot， cannot 可以分开也可以连在一起，连在一起 c-a-n-n-o-t 哦，直接连在一起，六个字母一个字呢，这个 cannot 呢也是表示做不到的意思，也是它的否定型，这个呢都是正确的用法咯。 OK， 我们看一个例句， I can't believe it's happening to me， I can't believe it's happening to me， 不能相信这件事情竟然发生了。什么事情这么神奇呢？在解答之前呢，先跟你补充一下咯。表示能力的时候呢，我们除了 can 这个助动词呢，你也可以用什么？用这个片语 be able to 这个句型咯。I am able to use my hands again. 可以呢使用我的双手了。可以呢我们可以用 be able to， 它呢就跟 can 一样，表示呢有能力可以做什么事情。那刚刚呢我们说了难以置信的是什么事情呢？就是我可以用我的双手的这件事情了。为什么这么神奇呢？因为自从学了魔法之后呢，我的手就慢慢的好起来了。 Can learning magic be the reason why I got recovered? 学习魔法这件事情可以当作我好起来的原因吗？ Can learningMagic be the reason why I got recover. OK， 这是 can 作为助动词的第二个用法了，它表示怎么样呢？可能或是猜测的用法。例如呢，我一直很想看的那本黑魔法书呢，它被藏在图书馆里面了，据说呢以前被偷走了，所以呢不能够外见。Who can it be? 是谁偷走的？ Who can it be? 像这样猜测的时候呢，我们就可以用 can。 OK， 讲了这么多呢，复习一下了。Can 这个助动词呢，就是可以表示能力，可不可以，会不会。那呢，它也可以拿来当做猜测，可能吗，这样子的意思咯，非常好用的词。 So, can you use the word can to make a sentence now?
The guide has some information about more stuff that you can do at the paper museum.You can make your own paper.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's like DIY, paper making class.
So make our own paper, like from the very beginning?
I guess from start to finish.
Wow.
Learn what goes into it, all the different, steps to making your own sheet of paper.
所以可以做我们自己的纸张，这太酷了吧。
Yeah, it sounds pretty cool. I've never made my own paper before. Alan says...I want to do that. Yeah, he wants to give it a try.
I want to do that too.
Yeah, and Irene does. She says, me too. And Winnie wants to give it a try.
Me too.
I'd like to give it a try.
Fine.
Make some paper that you can write on.
Let's go.
Let's go. Give it a shot. Go to the paper museum and see how it's all done. We're almost out of time for the program today. Before we leave you, let's go to our review.
Wait for it! It's review time! 复习时间到喽！
So, for our review today, we're going to play a little game where we make a little story using our vocabulary words, all four of them. We have museum, paper, different, and pineapple. Okay, I can already tell this is going to be a weird story.
No.
Okay, but
I'll try.
We'll see how it goes. Okay, I'll go first.
Okay.
I'll go first. I'll take museum.Yesterday I was bored, like the people in our story, so I said, let's go to a museum.
Okay.
Next, you, Winnie, go.
But Joe was too special that he forgot to bring his pineapple.
I forgot my pineapple. I always leave my pineapple at
home. Right.
So I wanted to go to a museum, but I forgot my pineapple at home. So, I said, I'll go buy a different fruit instead.
A different fruit.
Your move.
So, Joe went to a supermarket and picked up a banana.
A banana. You have to use the word paper, remember, in this sentence.
And the clerk put the banana in, wrapped the banana with paper.
This is so weird. I told you guys it was going to be a weird story. That story made no sense whatsoever. But we did use all the vocabulary words. And that's what counts? I guess so. You guys can try it. Try to make up a story that makes sense. It's hard with those four words, but I'm sure you can do it. We're out of time for today's program. Until the next edition of A Plus English, I'm Joe.
I'm Winnie.
Bye-bye.
The Sioux Ho Paper Memorial Museum.
This museum is great. It was a good idea to come here.
When did this museum open?
It opened in October 1995. Chen Sioux Ho always wanted to open a paper museum. Sadly, he died before he could.So, his daughter opened one in his memory.
That's a nice story.
Wow! There are many different types of paper here.
Different plants can make different kinds of paper. This one is pineapple paper. It comes from pineapple leaves.
I see. This banana paper comes from banana plants.
What else can we do here?
You can make your own paper.
I want to do that.
Me too!
Museum. Museum. This museum has many old things from Egypt. This museum has many old things from Egypt. Paper.Paper. Please write your names at the top of the piece of paper. Please write your names at the top of the piece of paper. Different. Different. Megan likes to listen to all different kinds of music. Megan likes to listen to all different kinds of music. Pineapple. Pineapple. Let's cut up some pineapple and put it in the fruit salad. Let's cut up some pineapple and put it in the fruit salad.